Hello, Skrull Nation, and welcome to Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to writing and peer writing tutoring. I am your host, Ryan McQueenie. Not actually here with my co-host, Mariah Wolfel, this week. She's in sunny Southern California, so we hope Mariah's having a great weekend out there. But I do have a really awesome special guest. I'm joined today by Head Writing Center tutor Jake Dineen. He is a great tutor at the Equable and a good friend of mine. So we're happy to have Jake on. Hello, Jake.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Jake is here, and that's special, but it's also going to be a special episode because it is a Halloween-themed episode. I am a big fan of this holiday. I don't know, Jake, do you get into Halloween?
Yeah, I definitely have been in the past. I don't really have a costume this year or anything, but I'm a fan of Halloween for sure.
So we're going to be doing the same format for Skrull Radio that we typically do, but with just a little bit of a Halloween twist. But with that said, we'll jump into America's favorite talk show segment, Word of the Day. We, of course, would never forget Word of the Day. And, you know, regardless of the holidays, we will be playing Word of the Day, as always, because our fans love it so much. So this week, I'm in the dark about the Word of the Day. Typically, I pick it, Jake. But this week, Robert, our wonderful GA, has picked the word, and I am just enthralled by it. So we'll get into it. It's more Maluki.
More Maluki.
Have you ever heard that word before?
Absolutely not.
It's a noun, and it comes from Greek origin, and we will get into some hints throughout the show.
More Maluki.
But Skrull Radio, Skrull Nation, if you have any idea what more Maluki means, a noun from Greek origin, text in at 773-325-7341, and we will see if your guesses are anywhere near correct. But with that said, we're going to go into our first segment of the day. And again, sticking with the Halloween theme, this is something that we are calling Equable Horror Stories.
Oh, man.
So, you know, most of the time things at the Equable go great. I mean, it's just a great place to be.
Definitely. A
lot of collaboration, a lot of learning, helping people with their work. But sometimes things go wrong, and that's just can't be denied. and we want to shed some light on those times that things go wrong. Jake, being a head tutor,
yes.
You have a decent amount of responsibility. Would you say that?
Yeah, I would.
Responsibility outside of just tutoring.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's more so on the business end of things, you know, scheduling and
right. Whatnot. Yeah. So talk to me about the scheduling, because I know there is a story that lurks out there, and this would be, I would define this as a horror story.
Well,
there's a story out there that you stayed till 11 p.m. one evening this summer scheduling people.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. So this past summer quarter, we were making the schedule for autumn quarter, and, you know, on the last day before we had to send it out, we were in the office until about 11, you know, just powering through. But it was pretty rough.
So it was dark out by the time you left.
Oh, definitely.
Quite dark.
Yes. Spooky.
When the sun goes down at the Equable, what changes? Because I feel like there might be some ghosts, the ghosts of the Oxford comma or something floating around.
There's a very good chance that it's haunted. Even on some closing reception shifts, just can be pretty creepy.
It gets creepy in there. I'm not going to lie. I mean, when it gets empty and when it gets, and it's dark out, it gets creepy in there for sure. And I cannot imagine staying till 11 p.m. at all.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to get the job done, but it was pretty rough.
Okay. So this leads us into, I think, probably the most notorious horror story that's ever happened at the University Center for Ready-Based Learning here at DePaul. And that is an incident involving a tray of waffles and a broken table. And so just to give some backstory here, this is an in-service, right?
Yes, yeah. It was.
Okay, so...
on a Friday.
Yeah, so some days when the writing center isn't open, whether it be like before it's open or
it was not open that day. 10 to 12.
You know, we have professional development exercises. Basically, once a quarter, we come in for an in-service and we learn. It's a way to like hone a specific tool or a tool that we'll be utilizing for our tutoring. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have like grammar in-services, citation in-services, stuff like that. It's fun because the writing center is closed, so it's just tutors in there, and we get breakfast before.
Yeah,
It's a good time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a fun time. You get coffee, breakfast, hang out with your work friends.
Yeah.
Except for everything, like I said, sometimes things go wrong, and things went very wrong this day. And so, Jake, you were there.
There wasn't a lot of people there.
So it's kind of a myth at this point. It's a fable. So tell us what happened on this fateful day.
All of a sudden, you know, I was just sitting there. And keep in mind, just to give you some perspective, this table is gigantic.
Yeah,
it's a huge table.
True. This is a conference room table. Yeah. I mean, it's massive.
I can't even imagine how much it weighs. But anyway, we have all the food on the table. You know, I had my laptop. I think I had like some tea or something. And out of nowhere, it just collapses. And it was on my legs at one point, but it also caused my tea to spill onto my laptop.
Oh, no.
So,
whoa, I didn't know that part of the story.
It was pretty bad. So I was, you know, very concerned about that, obviously. But luckily it wasn't damaged.
For you, so. Your laptop wasn't damaged.
Yeah, there were
That's
other
That's not to say that casualties. Nothing was damaged.
Yeah.
Which is what was the, I mean, what ended up being the takeaway there?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, I mean, so the table was done and then the waffle tray, I'm pretty sure like collapsed.
Uh-huh.
I can't say for sure what actually broke. You know, it was so traumatic, most people were okay, but
most people were okay. I think it was more of like an emotional.
It was shocking.
Emotional trauma.
We couldn't believe it.
Well, I think that was. I mean, so news of this spread quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, as a horror story does.
Yes.
And the sentiment throughout the writing center, throughout all of the tutors, was mourning the loss of the table.
Yep.
Shock. How could this happen? How could a tray of waffles do this to what can only be described as a 1,000-pound table? I mean, it probably weighs 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, I can't even imagine who put that in there.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Where are we going to sit?
Where are we going to go from here?
Yes. Next steps. We're all about next steps. Yeah. I'll say from my perspective, I walked into the Loop Writing Center and I thought, oh, like, haha, like this table collapsed, but like we fixed it for sure because it was a waffle. It was a tray of waffles, so there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
And I come in and it's like a dead body is in the Writing Center. There's a corpse of what was once a great table.
Yeah.
And it just, I remember like coming in a couple of days later and it just like, pieces of it slowly left. So like there was all of it laying down and then like some of it got moved out and some of it got moved out. And now it's just straight up gone and we don't have that space for, I guess we do still have that space for collaboration back there, but the table.
It's definitely, it's different.
Yeah.
There's something missing now.
Well, and we had to change up the whole office because of it. I mean, they changed we said this on the first episode when we were kind of talking about what happened over the summer. Return Scrawl Radio listeners will know. The Loop Writing Center looks a little bit different now because of this incident. And we now have a group's work room as opposed to that table in the back.
Which is nice.
Yeah. And I think for writers, it opened up a little bit more space.
Yeah.
Which I think will help, or I think helps, which is kind of like the vibes of the room, but definitely a sad day when that happened. And you know, something that won't be forgotten, definitely an equitable horror story, probably a little bit more dramatic than you having to stay late.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
did someone at least get pizza that night? Like,
no, we didn't. Because we were just at the point where like, we need to get this done, you know? So we didn't.
Okay.
Get any pizza.
So that's something I don't think a lot of people know, and I don't think a lot of people appreciate. Our head writing center tutors work very hard. Scrawl Nation, take note of that. But with that, I want to get back to the table incident, because we had a very, very funny thing come out of the table incident.
It did.
Everyone is a big fan of documentaries, and I think horror documentaries are great things, documentaries that center around the mysterious or the tragic, the sad. Those can be the best documentaries. And so former Aquabler, she was an Aquabler last year. Her name is Mickey B. She was also present during this incident.
She was.
And being the creative mind that Mickey is, I guess, she just immediately started recording. And what came out of it was an informative piece called Goodbye Table. We listened to it, or we were able to view it last year at the Aquabowl Penny Awards, which was nice. Mm-hmm. And now to release it to the public, if you will, to give people a sense of what happened, what the vibes were that day, how people were feeling just moments after this tragedy. So we will be going into that now, and here is Mickey B's Goodbye Table.
Today was quite a day, and actually it's only 11:30 in the morning. A table broke at the Aquabowl.
The table is just broken. It's resting on the
floor. Well, if you put a chair at the end, then I'll look.
We're going to see how many Aquabowls it takes.
Stop filming
shit! It's just making it sound. A day in the life. We're going to see how many Aquabowls it takes.
Because if you're documentary,
that's not true. Yes. I don't think it was you because it was the little table. You're not in it.
I'm glad it wasn't me. Also, I feel bad for that cat.
We just saw those.
All right.
Look at the face of the persecutor.
Look at her!
Hey, Jen, lift up your leg. I think it's gonna...
And what I'm trying to do with this video is find out, you know, how it happened and what the effects are. Because ultimately, I believe that this will change the dynamic of the work we do, you know? Fridays are a busy day, and we're a busy organization. And that table really held a lot of people, held a lot of things, held a lot of memories.
I was actually sitting right here. This is my position of power. I oversee where people come in, and little did I know, there's going to be such a kerfuffle at the back.
I was working. I was working diligently, and all
you were the only one.
I was the only one, and I heard this kerfuffle out there.
It was wild. It was really crazy. There was a really loud noise, and I didn't know what was happening.
Well, I wasn't actually at the table. I was sitting at one of the round tables near the big table, but Jen was at the table, and I was talking to her. So like, we were talking about like really great Hispanic food, and then all of a sudden, like this cracking sound happens, and then the table falls. It was terrifying.
Basically, I heard something akin to, I guess the Hindenburg. I don't actually know what that sounded like, but it was just as surprising and just as many deaths, I think. I still haven't gone back, actually. But I'm like hanging in there.
I was at the receptionist desk.
Where were you at the time of the incident?
I was on the left side of the table. I was watching part one of your Zoom documentary.
And what were you thinking? Did you have good thoughts of the documentary?
I loved it. It was great.
Like, has there been any noticeable difference in your work
That's a beautiful question.
It could be crazy.
Yeah.
I think it'll cut down on, you know, a lot of rapport building, a lot of tutor socialization, but, you know, we still have some solid tables up front. So.
You know, I actually called the authorities, meaning Lori, and she asked me if we had a dance party on top of it. I said, no, Lori, we did not have it.
Right now, there's a lot of doubt, anger, sadness, accusations being thrown around.
I saw Matt on the phone right after the incident happened, reporting us all to Lori, and I just questioned his loyalty to his peer writing tutors.
One thing we do know, the waffles were saved. And I think that is very important to a lot of people. But at the same time, at what cost?
For the waffles.
And what we have here are the waffles that so many people fought to protect. Here they are.
Yeah.
In their beautiful glory. Golden, crisp, savagely destroyed by Kiernan.
Yep.
No, I knew the moment that I saw the waffle bar that something was going to go wrong today. And that is what went wrong.
We heard that you said that you've sat on this table a number of times in the past and, you know, nothing has happened. What do you say to those claims?
I think I say that I said that. I don't really know what that question is.
So he admits it.
Was that a question? I don't...
Let me put it to you this way. People are saying that you said it was okay, and they're kind of putting some blame on you for this whole incident.
Are they now? I mean, I'm not going to lie, it wouldn't be wrong to blame me. I do break a lot of things, and I have broken things, so... yeah, blame me, I don't care. I hated that table. I think it's too big. It takes up too much space. I'll go on record and say I broke it.
I don't fancy myself a detective, just a filmmaker with a critical eye.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Mickey B's goodbye table, and that was one of the most horrific things to ever happen at the Aqua Bowl. I think we've made it through, though. I think we've come out the other side better people because of it.
Absolutely.
So now I think we'll head into our first break. Again, we are going to be... It's a Halloween-themed episode, so with our first break, we will be listening to the Monster Mash, one of the all-time great Halloween jams.
Great tune.
And when we come on the other side, we will be doing a special segment called Rhetoric of Horror. Jake and I will be reading a scary short story. Then we're going to kind of analyze some of the things the story did and then some of the things that scare us just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then we'll also get back into Word of the Day on the other side of this break as well. But for now, here is the Monster Mash.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. Wow. From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. Wow. All came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guests included Wolfman, Dracula and his son.
Wow.
The scene sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.